Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network. Are you throwing a tantrum to God?
When I was a young missionary, I was in the province and I was buying something from a sari-sari store, a little convenience store, really tiny one. And there was this mother and child that was right in front of me. And the child, maybe about 2 or 3 years old, she was pointing to the lollipop, the colorful lollipop. Oh my gosh, she was so in love with that lollipop and her eyes were big and she was so happy pointing to that and saying, "Mommy, buy this." The mother told the sales lady, "No, not the lollipop." And she pointed to the boring banana. And so this is what the little girl did. She started screaming her head off. "No, no, not the banana, the lollipop." And oh my gosh, you know, in Tagalog, they call it naglulupasay. I think that's what they say. Naglulupasay yung bata. And my gosh, it was a tantrum of epic proportions right in front of me. You know, a battle of wills between the mother and the child, until finally the mother had to give in. She was so embarrassed by her daughter. She said, okay. And so she got the lollipop, and the little kid was, you know, slurping and sucking the lollipop, and she had this grin in her face. I watched that entire scene, and in my mind I was saying, is that something we also do to God? Do we also throw a tantrum when we want something and we don't get it? My friends, it is so important for us to get discernment, because we need to be wiser when it comes to our desires and our choices. I remember this young woman. She was in love with this guy, head over heels. Like, she said, "No, this is the man for my life." Even if her family and her friends were all telling her, "This is a horrible guy. This guy is bad news." But she said, "No, no, no, no." She kept on saying no. She said, "This is the guy that she likes." I want you to know that 3 years later, this guy left her for another woman, because this man was really bad news. I mean, from the get-go, you see all the red flags waving at you in red neon color saying, "No, no, no." But you know, she was in love. My friends, in our gospel for the day, these people wanted bread. And Jesus was saying, "Are you sure you want this, or do you want me?" My friends, when we are asking for something, I want you to also ask for another thing. Maybe you're praying for a job. Maybe you're praying for a visa. Maybe you're praying for a specific house or car or whatever. Maybe you're praying for a specific person to be the love of your life. You also need to ask for discernment, to actually make you wiser, so that you can listen to God. Is God in that choice? Is God in that job? Is God in that person that you want to marry? Is God in that miracle that you are praying for? Maybe He is, but maybe He's saying there's something better in store. And so I'm praying for you. In fact, let us pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we surrender to you all our desires, all our needs, all our petitions. We place them all in your big hands. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we trust you that you will give us the very best. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are our Lord. And more than all these things, we want you to be the center of our life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Do you feel stuck in your financial life? And do you want financial freedom? Do you want financial growth? Do you want to go to the next level? My friend, there is a way. Come and join TRC, or Truly Rich Club, For almost 20 years, we've been able to help thousands of people grow in their finances. It's your turn. Visit trulyrichclub.com and change your financial life today.